Number 37. Mary was very fond of television. So when she met a young man who worked for a television company, she was very interested and asked him a lot of questions. She discovered that he had also worked for a film company. So she asked him whether there was any difference between film work and television work. "Well," answered the young man, "there is one very big difference. If someone makes a mistake while a film is being made, it is, of course, possible to stop and do the scene again. In fact, one can do it over and over again a lot of times. Mistakes waste time, money, and film. But the audiences who see the film when it is finished don't know that anything went wrong. In a live television show, on the other hand, the audience can see any mistakes that are made. I can tell you a story about that. One day, a live television show was going on, and one of the actors was supposed to have been shot. He fell to the ground, and the camera moved somewhere else to allow time for me to run out with a bottle of tomato sauce to pour onto him to look like blood. But unfortunately, the camera turned back to him before I had finished, and the audience saw me pouring the sauce onto the man. 'Oh, how terrible,' Mary said. 'And what did you do?' 'Well,' answered the young man, 'our television director is a very strict man. If anyone makes a mistake, he dismisses him at once. So what could I do? I just had to pretend that this was part of the story and eat the man.'"
One. What was Mary very fond of? Two. Who did she ask a lot of questions? Three. What did she ask him? Four. What is the one very big difference between making a film and live television shows, according to the young man? Five. What was supposed to have happened to one of the actors in the young man's story? Six. Why did the camera move somewhere else? Seven. What unfortunate thing happened? Eight. What did Mary say? Nine. What kind of man was the television director? Ten. What did the young man have to do according to his story?